welcome to the show. It's time to take a breath right now and get mindful, get connected to the root of who you are as a person, and set your compass for the week ahead. And Helen Garner is once again on a Tuesday joining me in the studio, fresh from a yoga class and ready to impart some wisdom, some free tools and tips and tricks that you can implement into your daily routine. And today, Helen, where are we going?
We are going to clean your mouth.
Clean your mouth.
Clean your mouth out.
Wash that. Dirty mouth of yours. So, literally, talking about your oral hygiene.
Yes.
Oral health.
It's an old ancient Ayurvedic practice that is, it's very cool. It's called Gandusha.
Gandusha. But you might have come across it on some forum or social media post under another label. What is that?
It's called oil pulling.
Oil pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Oil pulling. So I did it. Yeah. I did a search for oil pulling. I was very nervous.
What was going to be spoken about?
You know, I went to Thailand once, and I swear there was a dodgy massage parlor next to the hotel that had the same name. But this was not that. Oil pulling.
It's totally PC.
Totally PC. And this, as you say, this is an ancient technique, a folk remedy, hailing from the Indian subcontinent, claimed to do a whole host of things. From whitening your teeth to freshening your breath and greatly improving your oral health. And according to new studies, there's a lot of science to support some of these, particularly the oral health overall.
Yeah, so the oral health, it's Streptococcus mutans is apparently the main bacteria that stays in your mouth, and it leads to plaque buildup and tooth decay. Mm. So if you do this oil pulling, it's basically putting coconut oil in your mouth, five mils or 10 mils if you're up for it, and then you just swirl it around in your mouth. They do say from 3 to 20 minutes. I've never done 20 minutes.
It's a long time.
No, I tend to try and do 5. But, you just keep it in your mouth, swirl it around, and it literally pulls the toxins out and the oil pulls it out, and then you spit it out. So it's really important you don't swallow that.
Wow. Wow. So literally in your mouth, and you're just...
In your mouth, yeah. And you know what? I'm not a big talker in the morning, so it really is. It's ideal.
So according to what I'm seeing... online here, using this kind of mouthwash technique, the main benefit is that, it reduces the amount of this harmful bacteria in the mouth. Now, obviously, there are hundreds of different types of bacteria in your mouth. Many of them are friendly, but
And it holds the good, so it gets rid of the bad. It's amazing.
People swear by this thing. This bacteria that builds up a biofilm on your teeth, a thin layer known as plaque, obviously that's the one you want to get rid of. And there are people that do this fairly religiously. I mean, how regularly is one advised to do the oil pulling?
Well, when you rise, it is advised to do it when you rise.
So, but like a daily practice.
Daily thing, yeah. And it's also about pH level in your mouth. You know, the acidity. So the oil has a high pH. So it then starts to get rid of the bacteria, which is a lower.
Wow.
It's and not only that. So it has all the mouth, the oral kind of benefits in the teeth, and it sort of cleans that up. But it also in Ayurveda, it talks about preventing or helping complaints such as headaches, asthma, and diabetes. So it goes deeper into the body, more than just the mouth. It reaches further.
Wow.
Yeah.
And apparently this has been used as a daily routine and ritual for thousands of years as an Indian folk remedy. And is it always, I want to know, the modern practice, is it always coconut oil, or are there other oils one could use possibly?
No, you can use sesame or sunflower or coconut. But I like coconut. But just be aware that when you put it in your mouth, it feels like a little bit, and it feels quite thick. And then after swirling it around and like moving it around, it becomes a lot more and more liquefied. It becomes
as it warms
thinner.
Up.
It thins out, and then it starts to... So you don't want to have too much in the beginning because it can just feel like you've got a mouthful. But it's basically, well, they do say a teaspoon for children and a tablespoon for adults.
Okay. And then once you've done your full swirling and swishing, spit that out. Don't swallow it.
Do not swallow it.
And then would you brush your teeth after? Or is this something you do after you have already brushed your teeth?
No, you brush your teeth after.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so get rid of that oily
You
slick.
Look relieved.
Yeah. No, I'm just coconut mouth. But now this goes hand in hand with another practice that is just good standard operating procedure, tongue brushing or tongue scraping.
Tongue scraping, yeah, absolutely. Tongue scraping is a brilliant practice to do daily as well.
For the same reasons as the
Well, no, it's not pulling the bacteria out the mouth, but it's cleaning the tongue, and it's
you're removing a buildup of stuff on your tongue.
Exactly. So it's gently grazing. So you don't want to do it too harsh because you don't want to disturb or harm your tongue at all. But it's like a U-shaped tool.
Yes.
And it should be steel, metal. It mustn't be plastic. And then you put it into your mouth and you just scrape it down. And then you brush your teeth.
Okay. And why metal, not plastic? I mean, is there just better? I don't know.
Plastic is bad, Mike.
Oh, yes. No, okay. Well, we can agree on that. So it's not because one might be more effective than the other, maybe. It's just because if you can, get rid of plastic in your life and go.
Get rid of plastic. But in Ayurveda practices, copper is life.
Okay.
Yeah. They absolutely love copper. You drink out of copper, you know, if you put water in copper, it changes the ions and stuff. So copper's everything.
Special,
copper's first prize.
Special properties with that particular metal.
Yes.
So if you can get yourself a copper tongue scraper, I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow probably sells them on her Goop website for ridiculous amounts
of
money.
I'll bet she
does. But you could probably find one in your local pharmacy. It might not be copper, but you could find some implement to scrape your tongue with. Otherwise, if you have a hard bristle toothbrush, brushing your tongue, you probably get a similar result.
We've got beautiful Indian stores. You can go and look.
You will. On the North Coast, certainly.
They're proudly Indian.
There are some really
amazing stores.
Incredible outlets and emporiums. Mm. And Helen knows many of the best. But look, we're not going to favor anyone here. We're just going to say this is the information for today. This is stuff you can start implementing in your life from today. A little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of tongue scraping. Could go a long way to getting you a second date. Because... Because this is the thing, people. Sometimes you encounter people with bad breath, and they don't know they've got bad breath.
Exactly.
And it's like, how do you? Sometimes you know you got a funky taste in your mouth, and you know you've got bad breath. But then there are times that people obviously are oblivious to this, and no one is telling them because you don't want to be rude and you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. But you know, you just don't want to be that person.
This preempts that.
There's this nagging thought. What if I'm that person today that I don't know my breath smells bad, but other people are like turning away from me? Well, here you go. Make sure that if you've done your oil pulling and your tongue scraping, you won't have to worry about that.
And you know what? Teeth are, they are something we take for granted, right? And when something goes wrong with your teeth, oh my goodness, misery. Absolute misery if something goes wrong with your teeth. So just look after your teeth. Look after your mouth. And like I say, it goes deeper than that. It pulls out toxins from your body.
Wow. Okay. So here you go. You heard it on a Tuesday on Radio Life and Style. Take a breath Tuesday. Take a swig of coconut oil. And Helen will be back again next week to give you some more cool information to make your life healthier and more wonderful day by day. Thank you, Helen.
You're welcome.
And that's a wrap for this Tuesday, folks. Keep it locked on Radio Life and Style, and tell your friends.